Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Elaine Hill?
That's me.
Good evening. We're right now want to know about your opinion about housing development in Lavin Village, just to give you a heads up. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in Lavin.
Okay, thank you very much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the on the wrong track?
I think that this town is very dangerous.
So between the right direction and the wrong track, where do you live?
It's wrong track.
Thank you very much. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I know where the Lavin area is.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1949.
Thank you very much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Just white.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Is it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Well, it's dangerous to go to the store. You might get killed. I don't know. I guess we'll say poor.
Poor. Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 0 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
Well, to rent, to buy, yeah. Mm-hmm. And to rent, boy, they're renting to places here that are halfway houses for people out getting out of prison. And we don't really like it.
Okay, so in a scale
real
from
suspicious characters.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about that. So in a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means very little and 5 a lot, where do you rank it? Okay, thank you. The next one is better street and road maintenance.
No, it's just, the roads are pretty, they're okay. Say 4.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities.
Well, recreational, I wouldn't suggest parks because it's not safe for your kids to go to a park. It's not safe for them to play in their front yard.
Mm-hmm. Any scale from 1 to 5?
1.
Thank you. And the next one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Now, they're just putting in a bunch of new stuff right here, baseline. Mm-hmm. They don't need more shops.
So in a scale
They need better. Maybe like a 3 because they could use some good restaurants, but they don't have no good restaurants around here.
Okay, thank you. The next one is more good paying jobs.
That don't work. I don't have no idea. We'll say 5 because I don't have no idea what's going on with work.
Okay.
Everybody in this house is retired.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Now, what about more dining and entertainment options?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 2. That's it.
And better public transportation options?
Oh, public transportation. I've never rode a bus since I lived in Chicago. Let's see. I was 17 years old then.
Oh.
I don't know nothing about public transportation
okay.
here.
That's fine. We can skip it. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I didn't know there was any corporate in Laveen. don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't think there is any corporations here. It's all stores and houses. And I don't know.
Okay, that's fine.
There might be somewhere.
Oh, so between too few or about the right amount, do you have?
What?
Between too few or about the right amount?
I'm going to say the right amount.
Okay, thank you. Now, and would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
Well, they can't get no help. Nobody wants to work. I don't know.
Okay.
They're always behind. They don't never have enough help anywhere.
Okay, that's fine. Now, thinking about the commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kind of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
That would be nice instead of just Walmart. Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
No.
Thank you. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat, yeah. No, I don't think we have but $1 deals.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, would you like to see more restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen?
It'd be nice if they put a good restaurant in, yeah.
I'd like
to see more, a good one. Yeah, let's see, yeah, strong in.
I think, thank you. And finally, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laveen?
It would be nice. I travel a long way. I just got back from the doctor in Tempe.
Oh. So is that a strong yes strongly or yes somewhat?
That's a strong yes. I hope they put in a hospital here for them and everything.
Oh, thank you.
They're supposed to.
And in your words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
I think they need a furniture store here.
Okay.
And they need clothing stores that are just clothing instead of having to go. You got to go a long way to get go to clothing stores.
Oh, okay.
Unless you go to Walmart. I don't go to Walmart.
Okay. Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit and just but before that, I just want to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go, but we're about to be finished. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem or a very big problem?
Is this supposed to be my personal problem?
Well, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen to you? That's what we want to know. Do you think that housing affordability is not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
If I had to rent or buy a house right now, it's a big problem. There's no house worth $500,000 in Laveen.
And between a very big problem and a fairly big problem?
It's a big problem. I don't know how people can pay rent. My next door neighbors pay $5,000 a month rent.
But is it very or fairly?
I think it's terrible.
I just need to you to say if it's a very big problem or a very big problem.
Thank you very much.
And now, how
I
much of a problem? Yes, it's just that your answers have to be recorded for me to pick it. So I'm so sorry about that. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Do you think is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I think it's a fairly big problem.
Thank you. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Strongly. I'd rather see houses in moat than anything.
Thank you. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
There is none. Yes, that would be nice for the seniors. Yes, strongly.
Thank you. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
No townhouses, no. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
Strong no.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10 years?
Seven years.
Thank you.
7 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with my son.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhouses, duplexes, and triplexes.
It's a strong no.
Okay, so between strongly, somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And the proposal to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. What about a change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly oppose.
What about repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Empty stores, make them housing?
Yes. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties.
How in the world would you do that? I mean, put people in stores?
Mm-hmm.
I oppose that. No.
And is that a somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
That's strongly.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose changes zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly oppose.
And the last one for this section, do you favor or oppose repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Parking lots. Mm-hmm. What parking lots? I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know what would do with a parking lot. I don't know. I don't know where there's any empty parking lots.
Okay. That's fine. Finally, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, my God. 1967.
Well, we need the highest degree that you have received.
Well, a diploma.
It is okay.
A high school diploma.
Okay.
Diploma.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than?
I have no idea. I have no idea. That's none of my business.
Okay, that's fine. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Karen.
Thank you very much. And with this, our survey concludes. So thank you very much for your participation, ma'am. You've been very kind.
Thank you. You have a good
day,
Ellie.
You too. Have a wonderful day as well.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.